Well, I do. I drink a lot of water. I sleep. That's one thing people skip out on. I sleep. I love to sleep, and I mean, I'll take a nap or I'll try to get 8 hours of sleep a night. Sometimes, obviously, you can't. But sleeping is very important. Water is important. I work out. I do P90X. I still do P90X.
What's P90X?
It's an insane. It's Power 90 Extreme is what it's called. It's push-ups and pull-ups and a lot of cardio. And when I'm in town, I do that every day. When I'm out of town, I kind of skip. I used to be one of those crazy guys that would move the hotel bed out of the way so I could get my cardio workout. But I'm not quite that crazy anymore. But well, I love it. I don't play a sport. That's how you stay in shape when you're older. I hate to say that here, but you know, I don't have any injuries to recover from.
That does happen. Orthopedic injuries often occur when guys our age, I'm 2 years older than you, try to...
Bless your heart.
Well, I'm fighting the good fight, too. I don't think I'm doing it as well as you are, but I'm giving it my best shot. And unfortunately, in this country, we've got a real problem with obesity and people who are not in shape.
Yes, and I think there's a tendency for people to believe that you just kind of are or you aren't in shape, that people think you are or you aren't limber. Well, you've got to stretch. People think that they are or they aren't something. And really, whatever it is you are is a decision you make. To be something or not to be something else. When I was 16 years old, I weighed almost 250 pounds. I had a 44-inch waist.
You were 6'3"?
Yeah, 6'3". And I made a decision through the shame of my brother. You know, it wasn't like, gee, John, it wasn't like today where everybody has to be nice. You know, when we grew up,
like our president.
Exactly. Yeah, I love that. We don't have to be nice. Nice is highly overrated. We have to be direct. We have to be to the point. I'm from New York.
I know.
So I just tell it. I don't tell it like it is. I tell it like I think it is. And that doesn't mean you have to agree. It just means this is my opinion. So one day my brother said, so I guess you've given up on this whole movie star thing. And I said, why? And he said, well, how many 300-pound movie stars do you know? Because at the rate you're going, you're going to be 300 pounds by this time next year. And I thought, well, he's right. So in 2 months' time, in between 9th and 10th grade, I lost 50 pounds. And I've kept it off the whole time.
And a few years later, you were on the Dukes of
Hazzard. A very few years later, like 2.5.
Right.
2.5 years later. If we hadn't had that conversation, Dukes of Hazzard never would have happened. Children's Miracle Network hospitals then would have never happened. A lot of things never would have happened had my brother not just said, you gave up on your dream. It's a little early to be giving up on your dream, isn't it? And, I'm very thankful that he did that. It hurt when he said it, but, you know, hey. Whatever works.
Well, John is from Mount Kisco, New York.
Mount Kisco, New York, Westchester County.
An hour from the big city.
Right, right, right.
And a town, I think, of about 10 or 11,000. And it
produced
Bruce Jenner.
It did.
Michael Eisner. And many others.
Gavin McLeod,
yes. Arlene Francis.
Jackie Gleason was not from there, but Jackie Gleason lived there. Bennett Cerf lived there.
I know. What's my line?
Yeah. Paul Newman lived right up the sawmill, I think. I think he was in Somers. He and Joanne lived in Somers.
And you know Joanne's a LSU product.
Well, they met here on a movie out in St. Francisville in the 50s.
I know. and then he came back 30 years later and did...
Cool Hand Luke.
Well, he did Blaze.
Oh, Blaze, of course.
Here in Louisiana.
Yes. Yeah.
But mid-50s, I guess, they met. And the rest, as they say, is history. But here this little town...
The rest is salad dressing. And popcorn.
He was a great actor.
Oh, he was a wonderful
actor. You mentioned Cool
actor.
Hand Luke.
Oh, great movie.
You ever see a role like that and say, you know, I could have done that?
Oh, that Paul Newman did? Yeah. Absolutely not. No, when Paul Newman did it, it was done. I've seen movies like Redford has done a bunch of movies that I would very much like to revisit, not the least of which is Electric Horseman. And now I think I'm old enough. I'm probably older than he was when he did that. Great, great movie. Great story. Mm-hmm. But Newman, no. Newman's like...
He's the gold standard.
Well, yeah. He's the Etta James of, you know, once Etta James sang a song, it was kind of like done. We'll just listen to that for the rest of our lives and not try to emulate that in any regard.
Well, I could see you in The Candidate, a remake of...
Wouldn't that be great? We won. Now what'll we do?
Yeah. Great line. Great line and very applicable to what's going on. But before we get to this weekend, you've had some challenges of late.
You've
been in the news.
I can't seem to keep out of it.
You even went to jail, right?
I did. I went to jail. That was not on my bucket list.
No.
But when the time when it looked as if there was no avoiding that, I think I rather confused His Honor the judge by asking to be sent there immediately.
But when John Schneider walks into the jailhouse, I imagine all the other inmates are thinking, what is going on here?
What's going on? Yeah, never, just a good old boy. But you go, you have to be processed, and the good part of jail about being a celebrity in Los Angeles, I don't know if it's in, and I hopefully I won't find out if it's this way anywhere else, but in Los Angeles, a celebrity in a jail is a problem, because if people love you, you're a football player, you're an athlete of any kind, or you're on television, or whatever it is that you do, you are a celebrated, you stick out like a sore thumb. So if people love you, you can be you can disrupt the population because they're excited to see you. If people hate you, you'll disrupt the population because they're excited to see you. If there's a mixture of those two things, you will disrupt the population because people know you're there. So because of that, you are given there's an officer, a deputy assigned to you to run you through the process, kind of like it's like a concierge, and it seems like a great thing, and they were very polite, but they were very polite to everybody. But they run you through that process, and then you are sequestered. So the room I was in was about the size of this room. Normally, there would be 10 or 11 people in it. In my case, because I am a potential disruption of the peace, there's only one, just me. So it's still a cell. It's still a metal.
How long were you there?
I was there for 9 hours. That was it. But the whole time I was ready. I was supposed to be there for 3 days. I mean, I was sentenced to 3 days, and asked several times, because they were saying, you know, I don't think you're going to have to stay here the whole time. And I said, every time they said that, I said, the paperwork. I was in court when this happened, and they said that they checked some box that meant I have to stay here the 3 days. And they said, yes, we understand that's the so-and-so and so-and-so. But the reality of it is you take up the space of 10 people. We don't have room. So if we don't have room, we kick you out. Mm-hmm. And I said, but I still get credit. I don't know the right terminology, but I still get credit for 3 days. And they said, absolutely, you get the credit for this. We'll be just as if you were here for 3 days. But if there's no room, there's no room. And it's not up to you, and it's not up to them. It's up to the sheriff.
But how much of a personal setback was this? You're a solid citizen. You just had some financial woes, and I would imagine...
Well, this was not as a result of financial woes, I don't believe. I think this is a result of greed and unfair
by others.
Yeah, I really do. I and magical thinking. You know, if you weren't here in 2016, if you hadn't lived through the 100-year flood in March, and then recovered, and then lived through the 1,000-year flood in August, you would say to me what lawyers said to me in a deposition, yeah, water, we understand you had some water, but we want you to talk about this. So they didn't understand.
We're going to pick up with John Schneider, and you can meet this fine gentleman in a few days. We'll talk about it.
Woo!
That's the latest from John Schneider, who continues to sing his heart away. We recorded how many songs last year?
We did 72 songs in 1 year. It's crazy.
And your greatest hits compilation?
We did the greatest hits again, because back in the 80s, I was on MCA. It was on CBS first, then MCA, and I had a greatest hits album on MCA. So there were 10 songs there, four of which were number one, and the other six got into the top 10. So we went back and redid those acoustically so people could hear the really hear the words a little bit better than they were than when we produced them in the 80s. So I really enjoyed that. Then we did a Christmas album or record or download or whatever in the world they're called now that included a lot of Louisiana influence, because we did two or three B.B. King songs, a Louis Armstrong song, and really just had a great time with some Christmas blues. Merry Christmas, Baby, and Backdoor Santa, and it was just great, great, great stuff.
Well, for the last 7 years, John Schneider has lived in Holden, Louisiana.
Livingston Parish. Yes, yeah. Yeah, it's been great. And just as I came in, I talked to your sales manager, and he said, "Is your place what used to be Camp Singing Waters?" And I said, "Yes." And I pointed to my boots, and I said, "There's Camp Singing Waters dirt on my boots right now. Did you go there?" And he said, "Every summer." And he turned into a child.
Wow.
Yeah. So what's really cool is when people come out there, and I hope they're going to come out this weekend, but when they do, if they went to camp there and they used to go to see movies at the Broadmoor Theater, you know, we resurrected the Broadmoor Theater.
You've got the Broadmoor, basically.
Yeah, we have the sign, and it is out there in front of the barn where we play music. So then they really turn into a child.
Well, it's John Schneider's second annual Bo's Extravaganza, and it's this Saturday and Sunday, a two-day event celebrating the 40th anniversary of the Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, that's true.
And many of your cohorts are with you.
Yes, they are. I'll tell you what, I'm going to read this list, if you don't mind.
Sure.
From here, we've got Sarah Collins, Bo Bice, 90 Degrees, Joel Sonnier, Chris LeBlanc, Remedy. We also have Keith Burns from Trick Pony, Cody McCarver from Confederate Railroad. These are great friends of mine. Waylon Jennings' grandson, who is off the charts great. Mm-hmm. His name is Way Jennings. We've got a fantastic Elvis tribute, which is, I have the top charting Elvis cover of all time. It's Now or Never is still the top charting.
The top charting Elvis cover.
So I know a great Elvis tribute artist when I see him. We've got Tom Wopat from Dukes. We've got Byron Cherry from Dukes. I turned into a child last week when Butch Patrick showed up to the studio with his Munster coach and Dragula, the dragster that's made out of a coffin, because I was a big Munsters fan. So if you're our age and you love the Munsters, Butch Patrick played Eddie Munster.
Eddie Munster.
He's the last survivor from that show. He'll be there. My great friends from the Haves and Have-Nots will be there. Gavin Houston, he plays Jeffrey Harrington. Peter Peros, who plays David Harrington. And Angela Robinson, who is the insane Veronica Harrington on that show, is going to be there. Carnival rides, Clydesdales. You can ride the Clydesdales or ride in a wagon with the Clydesdales. Helicopter rides, skydivers. We have a paraglider that we met at breakfast that has an 01 on his parachute. And he said, "Oh, I'd love to be at your event." So he's coming in, General Lee in 01. I've got a little Porsche outside of your building right here that's an orange Boxster with 01 on the door. Because why not?
Well,
And stuntmen, and we've got stuntmen from Dukes and Fast and Furious. We have a car show. We got 65 General Lees showing up. And on Sunday night, and I'm jumping the General Lee on Saturday. I'm going to jump the car. So hopefully I'll make it to Sunday.
And when is this going to happen?
Saturday at 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock Saturday.
4 o'clock Saturday. I'm going to jump the General Lee, finally. And then, should I survive, on Sunday, after we have a stuntman going for a record in a police car, he's going to jump a police car, after that happens, I'll be on stage, and then a great friend of mine who's coming out and is bringing some of his band now. Originally, he was only going to play acoustic, but now he's bringing some of his band. He's going to close the party down and blow the roof off the barn out there, none other than Kid Rock.
Kid Rock.
Kid Rock will be there on Sunday. And the last time Kid Rock was in Louisiana, he sold out the Superdome in about a half an hour. So if you want the chance to see one of the greatest performers and the a great, great guy, but you want to see somebody that you will never be able to see this up close and personal anywhere, then come see Kid Rock on Sunday at John Schneider Studios out there in Holden for my birthday.
And for those unfamiliar with the setting, you get there by
You get there on I-12. Highway 190, I-12 to Holden exit, or you can just come up 190 and you'll see it. You'll see it there. It's in Holden. If you put Camp Singing Waters Road in your GPS, it will take you right to the door. Or go to BoseExtravaganza.com.
Well, I saw, of course, as most of our audience did, the stories a few months ago about property being seized. What's going
yes.
on with that?
We worked it out, and now I'm back there. I mean, I never actually had to leave,
well,
which
that's
is
good.
Great. But it was seized. And what people need to understand about that, they don't need to, but I feel a need to explain that it was a balloon payment I couldn't make. This wasn't a $700 monthly payment that this guy on television couldn't make. No, this was a substantial, substantial payment.
I've had a few of those in my
life. You know, a balloon payment seems like a great idea until it comes due, and then it's like, I'm gonna, what am I gonna do with that? So it was. We still have not recovered, really, from the thousand-year flood in August of 2016. That took every conceivable bit of extra. I mean, that took mm-hmm. the change out of the glass jar by the door. I mean, everything went with that second flood. So we've been trying, as has everybody that I know, we've been in the recovery mode from there. And many of the banking institutions here, and American Express, a bunch of people, when that happened, they had a special, not really hardship thing, but the bank gave us extra time, like took a couple of months off from your payment, which was great. But then the balloon payment still comes due. So that's what it was that I couldn't make. And am I embarrassed by it? You know, not really, because things happen. And I do believe that on that day I was sitting in the sheriff's office, and no, it's not the sheriff's fault. It's my fault. I didn't make the payment. It wasn't the sheriff. Right. So people were saying, oh, you know, the people were howling at no. Things happen. And it's how you deal with them that really matters. We are going to get hit. Sometimes we will hit ourselves. It's not whether you get hit. It's not even how hard you can be hit. It's whether or not you choose to get back up when you've been hit. I will always get back up. So the folks that had the property, great folks. We worked something out with some other people. I am a tenant there. I have all the buildings on the property, and I have friends over all the time. So from my perspective, other than the responsibility of the balloon payment coming up, it looks a lot the same. And when Bo's Extravaganza is tremendously successful, that will make it'll make getting it back far more possible. But even that's not, you know, I never really had it. If you have a mortgage, you don't own your house. The bank owns your house.
Until
you make that last payment.
Well, we're short on time, but it's just Saturday and Sunday.
Saturday and Sunday.
And you get started what time?
We get started at 10 o'clock.
Okay. A few questions from listeners, and one is, how is it working with Tyler Perry?
I love working with Tyler Perry. I'm inspired every moment I spend with that man. Dear friend, wonderful to work with.
And Louisiana Connection there as well.
Yes.
And the movie that you mentioned, Tracy asks, it was a long, hot summer, April 3rd, 1958.
Oh, that's, we're on the anniversary of that.
That's right.
Wow.
Tomorrow will be.
Yes, that's fantastic.
That was the day, the very day that Alec Baldwin was born, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah,
and the world has never been the same. You know?
I bet your paths have crossed a time or two.
Oh, yeah, they have. You know what I loved him in was Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
That was.
Do you like his portrayal of the president?
I have not. No, I don't. Not at all.
Really?
No, I haven't. Is he still doing that?
Yeah, he's still doing it. Yeah, he does it pretty well, too.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Yeah, but from my perspective, he's far less effective than the president.
Okay, and another listener says that 1983, they saw you at the International Special Olympics at Tiger Stadium.
Oh, right here. Yes.
Yeah,
I remember
that.
Great.
You were Ty Babylonia,
oh,
skater.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, that was so much fun. And that was my first time to be at the stadium. And I loved it. I loved it here. I've always felt some sort of a kinship. As soon as I got to Louisiana, I don't know if it's because it's so green, and I'm from a part of New York that's very, very green, or if it's just the fact that people are so great. But I have loved it here every time I've come. And 2012, I decided to stay.
Well, we're glad you're here.
I decide to stay every day. I'm not going anywhere.
You're a good man. And a very talented man, and it's the second annual Bo's Extravaganza Saturday and Sunday at John Schneider Studios in lovely Holden, Louisiana. And we thank you for listening, and we'd like your support for WRKF. This is a Spring Member Fest, and your number is 855-893-9753.